Do you have your Bibles? Could you open with me? Open to John. I don't feel like the Lord has a full-blown teaching today, but he shared a word and I think some response. I want it to be saturated in the Spirit and by him. So let's lift our Bibles quick as we just read out of John. But just repeat after me: Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we believe this is your holy written word, and we commit to obey the words we're about to read. Amen. And I just and feel free, like, if you want to stand, I don't think we're going to be here for 40 minutes. So, John chapter 8. Would you just pray with me? Because I feel like the Lord is declaring something today, and I don't want any barriers or fear or hindrances to stop what the Lord is doing, to silence what the Lord is doing, to prevent people from being freed in the name of Jesus. Let's just zero in on the Holy Word of God. Father, would you have your way? Yes. Holy Spirit, I ask you to be so present and moving that we would not be about our agenda. But God, I ask for the power of your presence right now, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of conviction right now. Would you just join me with that? I just feel like an anointing of conviction. Father, would you bring an anointing of conviction right now in Jesus' name? Would any seed that is sown, would the enemy not have any place in here to snatch it right now in Jesus' name? Sometimes the Lord, I feel like, speaks very clear what he wants out of these days, and other times he doesn't. And I feel like this was one of those days, and I was asking the Lord, asking some people to pray, just different things throughout the way. I felt like he didn't really give much until, so last night I had a dream, and I just kept hearing that phrase, it's in John chapter 8, that's whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Anybody been freed in here? What are you freed from?
Sin.
Which sin? Anything specific?
He set me free from
pain pills,
fornication.
Come on. This is what I saw the Lord doing in my dream. Who's been freed? What else have you been freed from?
Hatred.
Come on.
Anxiety, depression.
Come on.
Yeah.
Skylar, you shot your hand up. What do you got, bro?
Rage.
Rage. Hallelujah.
Anger. Come on.
Alcohol.
Who in here has been freed from alcohol?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
I've been freed from drugs.
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Freed from meth. Alcohol. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's anointing on you, bro. I'm going to pray for you real quick. There is an anointing on you. Jesus, I just pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now. He's got something on you. Jesus. He freed you from all of that for such a purpose. Father, I pray the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Pray the power of the Holy Spirit. All the lies about church are gone right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All the lies about who he is gone right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Don't believe him anymore. Don't believe him anymore. Stop believing him. The Lord is setting you free right now. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Your mind is being freed right now from all the lies that you've believed for so many years. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Who else has been freed? Ralph, what have you been freed from? Yeah. Come on. Come on. Whew. Anybody feel the Holy Spirit moving right now? Because I do. Can you put a hand on Ralph? Ralph, I just want to declare over you right now, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He has freed you. Hallelujah. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If you guys just want to say it with me, let's declare it over him. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Praise the holy name of the Lord. Who else has been freed? Come on, Isaiah. What do you got?
Been freed from identity crisis of homosexuality.
Yeah. Come on.
Anxiety.
Come on.
Just the constant fear of whatever is to come.
Come on.
And just the thing about it is that you go from 0 to 100 really fast about certain things. And when you're on that high, it's hard to come down off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Several weeks after I felt that peace beyond all understanding, as they say.
When the Son sets free, he's free indeed, right?
Exactly. Even when I didn't feel it, I still had peace of mind when I was supposed to be anxious.
Come on. Can we, those of you around him, can you put a hand on his shoulder? Thank you, Lord. Isaiah, you are a son who's been set free, and you are free indeed. That needs to be just, I feel a few more times over you, man, that just declaring that. Isaiah, you are a son of the Most High God. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You guys, I went to bed last night. I'm weird. I've been doing this thing. My wife loves it. I listen to my Bible app. It has a sleep timer, so I just go to bed kind of listening. And so this was the passage. And so I went to bed, and then I started dreaming this phrase. I heard it. I'm assuming I heard it when I started to sleep. But that passage in John 8 where it says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I just like, this is exactly what I saw. Just like, we were going to read the scripture first. But the Lord's not even letting us get to the reading. We're going to come back. I'm going to keep asking, keep thinking. We're going to keep declaring. Let's read the text. Let's the power of the text. What you're actually witnessing. Here's the thing about Scripture, okay? What did I write down here? Our gatherings should be the embodiment of Scripture displayed and experienced. They should affirm and testify and exemplify the pages of Scripture that you have read on your own and been taught. That when you walk in this place, anybody feel in that moment that like, oh man, I can feel the Son setting free. I can identify with that. I can testify to that because I've been set free. I know it in the Scriptures. The Scriptures testify to the Son who sets free, and he is freeing people. Indeed. And that when you hear Ralph say, I've been freed from addiction, your heart leaps because you go, I read that. That is the Lord on these pages, right? So when we come in here, this should be a testimony, and it should exemplify what you see in Scripture, okay? The purpose in here is not just to have a teaching or to read words or for you to get a new spoonful so that you can be fixed. The purpose that when we come in here, first of all, you should be self-feeding, okay? That we are feeding on the Word of God on our own. You should have people in your life who are more further along in their faith, who are teaching you the Word of God, right? And then, yes, we will teach you in this place as well, but I ask that this place would testify to the words that you read on these pages. That when you come in here, whatever is going on, even when we worship, I pray that the way that we worship, even though it may not be the exact way that every other church in Omaha and the nation does it, I pray that when you read in 1 Corinthians or you read in Colossians, your heart leaps because you go, I can identify that in the Scriptures. Right? So what we do in here should testify to the holy God the Father. and the words that are on these pages. And I pray that scripture does not just get left on these pages, but that when you walk in here, you're hearing and experiencing the holy word of God. Amen? We're going to talk about this next week. By the way, for those of you who may want to skip a week, we're going to go out again and evangelize next week. So, making a joke. I'm like, it's Easter. This neighborhood needs to know Jesus, right? Let's do it again. You want to know why? Because that's what they did in Scripture. Like, why not? Because the American church says no, you come in here and sit, and you listen to somebody, and then we sing three songs, and then you leave. Then leave. Like, man, we're going to be about the Lord's business here. And he sent them out two by two. They gathered, and they assembled, and they encouraged one another, and they prayed together. They prayed for boldness. You ever read in the book of Acts, like when they got together, what did they do? They go, well, shoot, I just got persecuted because I went and shared the holy word of God and power, and people were healed, and religious people didn't like that and wanted to kill us, so I'm going to go back, and we're going to pray for more boldness. So when they got together, they prayed together, and they said, Lord, give us more boldness, and then send us out. So then they got together, they prayed, and they were sent out. So I'm like, why, because it's Easter Sunday, do we feel like we got to put on a show? We got to, like, do the Easter thing, right? Like, how best can we exemplify the word of God on the pages of Scripture? Like, let's get together, let's pray. We're going to read the word of God, too. I'm not going to give you what I feel like the Lord's giving. But that, you know that scripture with the blind man? I'll give you a little taste. You know that scripture with the blind man where he says Jesus heals him, right? And there's three, I'm like preaching what I want to preach next week. There's three groups there. There's these two religious groups, the Pharisees and another group that was against the Pharisees. And then there was the blind man. And the two religious groups are sitting there arguing, going, but he did it on the Sabbath. Torah says this. Yeah, but you shouldn't interpret Torah this way. No, we should interpret Torah this way. But if he was really of the Lord, you wouldn't do it on the Sabbath. You would do it on, and meanwhile, the blind man's sitting there. He's going, guys, all I know is that I couldn't see, and now I can see. And the religious people are sitting there arguing, and he's going, argue all you want. I can see. Do you understand what I'm telling you right now? I can see. And he's like sitting there going, you are experiencing Torah. You're arguing about the day in which he did it, and I'm sitting here telling you, I just experienced the kingdom of God. Like, how often do we do this? Like, the God of these pages leapt off the pages and healed his sight, and we're arguing, right? And so, like, man, I think next week we're gonna go and we're gonna ask the Lord, give us prophetic words for the door that I'm gonna knock on. Take one door and say, Lord, give me supernatural insight into what exactly that house needs to hear. And we're gonna go preach the holy word of the Lord. And we're gonna ask for boldness. Amen? Because it's Easter. And what better way to exemplify and honor what Jesus Christ did by raising him from the dead than to go out and display his power and share the kingdom of God, that heaven has invaded earth, and present the gospel to people who may not know. Okay? That being said, there I give you probably the sermon for next week, so I don't need to teach it. John 8 says, so Jesus said, John 8, 31 says, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. I pray this resonates with the gospel that we preached a few weeks ago. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, okay? And you will know the truth, and the truth will what? They answered him, we are offspring of Abraham. He just loves bringing it to religious people. We're offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? They're like, you don't understand our lineage, which, by the way, is ironic because they were enslaved by about every known power in the world prior to this time. But they're like, you don't know our lineage. I'm Abraham. I'm from Abraham. I'm not a slave. And he's like, you don't get it. Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices, I want you to hear this, okay? Tune in right now. Everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. We were all born as slaves to sin. And those who want to make a practice of it are enslaved to it. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The slave does not remain in the house forever. Slaves came and went. Who remains in the house forever? The son remains forever. Your sonship is what seals you in the house of God. Your freedom from slavery. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you're offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. That was a slight to them, by the way. He was like, your father's the devil. He's like, you want to do this? Okay, we'll play this game. And he goes on to talk to him about his father. Their father is the devil. We won't go to that part. Whom the Son sets free and free is free indeed. Who does he say are those that are free, who are sons, who are set free? Who are those people? The ones who abide. The ones who abide in his word are truly my disciples. And those who are my disciples are set free and are free indeed. Ralph, why are you free today? Because you chose to abide in the Son. You became a disciple of the living God when you said, I am going to abide in the vine. I'm going to cling to the vine. And when you abide, you are his disciple, you are his son, and you are set free. Isaiah, you want to know why you're set free? Because you abide in the living God. It's those of us who abide that are set free. You have to abide to be set free. And some of you in here, I feel like, are like, man, I'm in bondage. I'm actually the slave. I am enslaved. And my question to you would be, do you want to be set free today? Like, do you actually want to be set free? Not like for the benefits of what I could gain from the gospel, but because you're wanting freedom. You are done being a slave, you're done being in bondage, and you want freedom. My Bible says that Jesus didn't just come die so you get a ticket to heaven. He says, I will free you from the bondage of sin. That's not just the penalty of sin. That is the bondage of sin. You no longer have to be a slave. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Ralph, are you the same person you were a year and a half ago? No. Why? Because you're a son. You've been set free. You don't have to be a slave to your former desires anymore. Because you have the Spirit of the living God in you, Ralph. And the Spirit of the living God is freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And some of you in here are like, man, I don't know why I'm just a slave. I'm bound. It's because you need to learn to abide. You need to learn what it means to abide in the Son. His sacrifice was so that you can abide in him and that he can now live through you in freedom. Right? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm gonna continually give opportunity here as we go on. But if you are in this place and you're like, I am bound, I am just bound. I'm bound, I'm a slave, and I'm done with it, and I'm ready to abide, you better shoot yourself up out of this seat. Okay? And it shouldn't matter what anybody in this place thinks of you. If you care more about the fear of man, you're not actually ready to be freed. Do you understand that? Like, if you actually want freedom, if you're saying you want freedom, and you're not willing to stand up and go, I want to take the action of freedom in this place today, you actually don't want freedom. Like, you care more about what man thinks of you than what God thinks of you. There's actually a scripture that says, how can we actually fear those who can kill body and soul but for this life, but don't actually fear the one who can kill the body and soul for eternity? We fear man all the time. So I'm just going to tell you right now, like, if you are in here and you want to abide because you're done being a slave, I highly suggest you take an inventory of who you really care about in this place and whose opinion that you want, whose affirmation that you want. Because it doesn't matter if I think you're some sweet person when you stand before an eternal God and he knows and lays bare the true things of your heart. It doesn't matter what anybody in this place thinks. It will not matter on that day what I think, what CJ thinks, what Ralph thinks, what my Sunday school teacher thought, what my best friend thought. It doesn't matter. Because he knows everything. So if you're in here, I don't care at what point or what we're doing. I highly suggest there is freedom on the other side of a yes, but that requires you to say yes. It requires you to lay it down. It requires you to not be a slave anymore. It requires you to abide. I would shoot up out of the seat if I was you, okay? Who else has been set free? Come on, Leanna, what have you been set free from?
Addiction to alcohol, smoking weed.
Come on.
Codependency, abuse, schizophrenia, aka demons.
Come on.
Pornography, lustful thoughts, promiscuity, having sex before marriage, all of that.
Come on, come on. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Say that with me. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Cody, what have you been set free from?
Lies. Adultery.
Come on.
Addictions. Anger.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
But now I'm his son.
That's right.
That's the key to it.
That man's been freed. Had the privilege to have a front row seat to that freedom. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He abides. He abides like no other. He felt the weight of his sin. He felt the full weight of that sin. And he got to a place where he didn't care what anybody else thought. Come on. Come on. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, Lisa. Come on. Come on. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed, Lisa. Come on. Skylar, share a quick word. I want to keep going. I want to keep asking.
Guys, John the Baptist, he came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. It is here. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Jesus was then baptized by John, and he went preaching, what? Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Paul went preaching after Jesus had already rose from the dead and he ascended, Paul, Peter, all the apostles went preaching, not Jesus loves you, he's going to make your life, but he said repent, preach repentance everywhere they went. And it says that when, beginning with John, he's the one who first started baptizing people, then Jesus' disciples were baptized, they begin baptizing people, right? He says that this is chapter 3 of Matthew, verse 5. John just comes and says, all Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him, were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. You guys, what Nick is leading to is the fear of the Lord. If we fear our own lives being lost, if we fear what men think, what we're going to be, how we're going to be judged, what we're going to think, we do not fear God. No, it doesn't matter what we tell ourselves. If we say we love him, we honor him, we revere him, if we are not willing to confess our sins, if we are in bondage, if we're in sin, and we're not willing to confess our sins out loud, doesn't matter if it's before everyone here or it's one person in private, but if you're not willing to confess your sin and not care who hears it, you care more about your own life, your own reputation, your own persona, and the lie that you're living than you care about the holy, righteous God.
That's right.
If you are standing before the judgment seat and he says, this is the life you have lived. Is this who you are? And he could see through every deception and every lie, and you answer no, you have automatically incriminated yourself because he already has the evidence. It's your life lived.
Jesus.
But if you repent, you say, yes, in this moment, this is who I am. I was an adulterer. I was addicted to pornography for like almost 20 years. Most of my life. And I don't just mean like, you know, oh, okay, it was all day long, every day. It was the worst thing that you could ever imagine. If you knew who I was, you would never let your children around me. But because I've been born again, God has stewarded me a family of children that I never deserved.
That's right.
It's because I'm not the same man.
That's right. Come on.
He transformed me.
Come on.
But if we stand before him now, if we don't recognize right now, we took communion earlier. I'm sorry, I'm dragging this.
Go.
We took communion earlier, and it says if you take that communion unworthily, it means in an irreverential manner, without the fear of the Lord, not discerning the body and the blood of Jesus, you drink and eat damnation upon yourself. And that word damnation literally means, it means judgment as you sit.
Come on.
And if we do that, it says because of this, many of you are sick, you've died, or you're weak. That doesn't just mean spiritually, that also means physically.
Come on.
So
come on.
If there's things that are going on, I don't have word of knowledge here or anything like that, guys. But if there is things that are you're hiding in your life and you're not confessing them, you're not being real, the first thing is to repent, confess your sin, be baptized, be born again, be baptized into Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit will come and give you power to not just walk free from sin, but rule and reign and have authority over it.
That's right.
So you do not have to live in fear, you don't have to live in bondage, you don't have to wonder, am I an accident waiting to happen? But rather you can walk in the confidence, in boldness, in the fear of God, and not give one care what one person thinks of what life you used to live, and your family will go, who is this person? That's still Skylar. Oh, that's still the same. But yet everyone around goes, that's not the same person.
That's right. We call him, I joke about this, but we always call Cody New Cody. Like for the years that he's been following the Lord now, we call him New Cody. Because like old Cody used to get mad when he'd, you know, play a game and not win. New Cody's like different, right? New Cody used to do X, Y, or Z. And it should be, that should be the title over all of us. It should be, this is Paul says, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The former self is put to death, raised to life in the newness of creation in Christ. Right? Who else has been set free in here? Come on, Abby, what have you been set free of? Come on. Yeah. Come on. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed, right? Emily, let's put a hand on a shoulder right there. Reese, Leah. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Abby. A life set apart. Set apart. A life that abides in you. A daughter of the Most High God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Who else? Yeah, Alicia, come on.
Homosexuality, witchcraft, come on. Manipulation, drugs, alcohol, criminal lifestyle, prison.
Come on.
I could go on and on and on.
Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whom the Son sets free. It's free indeed. Put a hand on a shoulder quick there too. Jesus, pray an infilling of the whole, a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit over Alicia. We thank you, Jesus. And we declare, daughter of the Most High God, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. Would you infill Alicia afresh? Pour your Holy Spirit over her afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus, Fresh anointing over her. Fresh anointing in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Who else? Who else? I know we all could go. Charisse. Come on, sis. Come on.
Introduced to weed at 10 years old, you know, and like I think about it, it always like I'm so sensitive, but also like the emotional part of it is because at first I had a stony heart and I couldn't feel anything. And then when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, He took away that stony heart, and I was like, oh my goodness, I could feel everything. I couldn't feel anything because I was so numb from the drugs, like from the drinking and smoking, and I would like numb the pain and be like, I don't know if I'll ever get better. Like, I was like, Lord, I'm going through so much depression, and I would not have no joy. But then when I encountered Jesus and not taking my life and not committing suicide, like, I was, like, completely, like, no longer shackled. Because when I was going through all that demonic attacks, I felt like the enemy had my feet shackled like this and my hands shackled like this. And I was like, I'm not going to ever get free. I'm not going to ever get free. And then when I looked up, Jesus freed me from so much. And I'm still getting set free from so much.
Come on. Come on. Jesus. Jesus, we thank You for the new declaration and the new name over Charisse. Father, we just declare freedom of the Holy Spirit. Thank You, Jesus, for the work You've done. Thank You, Jesus. Fresh wave over her, Jesus, of Your goodness, of Your identity as a daughter. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Emmanuel. Is He not here? Emmanuel.
Jesus is here.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah.
Whom the Son sets free. It's free indeed. Who else has been set free? Come on, Ryan. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Put a hand on, yeah, thank you. Put a hand on Ryan. I just pray a completion of that work over you, Ryan. A completion of that work in Jesus' name. A completion over that work. We just declare by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I pray a completion of that work right now in Jesus' name. I pray that you even feel it burning on your heart right now. Jesus. Jesus, holy fire would you burn. Holy fire would you burn. Amen. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. God is with you right now, Ryan. He's with you right now. Lord's doing a work in him right now. Let's just give a second. He's sealing something over him right now. I don't even know what time it is.
On God's time.
I want to finish with the song, Whom the Sun Sets Free. You guys, if we sing that in here. That's right. We're just going to sing it out and declare it. But Kim, what do you got? Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Man, I just still feel like there's I want to remind you there's an open invitation here. I feel like there is someone in here, or not someone, it made it seem singular. But I just feel like there are people in this place who need freedom today. Do not let the fear of man cripple you from getting freedom in the name of Jesus. Give it everything. Give him everything. Okay? Who else? What have you been freed from? John, what do you got? I'm going to go to Vienna. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Whom the Son sets free. Free indeed. Vienna, what you been freed from? Come on. Well, we just declare that identity over you right now. Lord, daughter of the Most High God, whom the Son sets free. You've been set free, Vienna. The Son has set you free. Thank you, Jesus. We serve the God who takes barren wombs and puts babies in them, who takes dead bodies and raises them to life, who takes harm that was done to us and makes it as though we've been made new. Amen? As if it never happened. Come on. Come on. Yeah.
Come on. I was dead and had death in me. And now I have life
yeah.
in me.
Come on. Come on. And whom the Son sets free. Free indeed. Come on, Zach. Come on. I so appreciate your vulnerability. Can we get some, let's lay hands on. Whom the Son sets free. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Kimmy.
There's freedom today, Kimmy. I just feel the Lord. Alicia, you want to pray over her? Yes, spirit of depression, go in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. As she's praying, everybody just extend a hand to her just right now. In Jesus' name, we declare freedom over Kimmy. Freedom from anger and depression right now. Spirit of anger, spirit of depression, would you go in Jesus' name? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Emmanuel, God is with us right now. He's with you. He's bringing freedom to the captive. He's honoring your vulnerability, your boldness. You're on holy ground right now, Kimmy, and where holy ground is, there's holy fire, and things that are not of Him burn away. Jesus. That's right. Just plead the blood over her right now. Wherever you're at, just blood of Jesus. The mighty blood of Jesus that washes and cleanses and frees right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Keep praying if you need to, but anybody else?
Guys, I just want to encourage you. There is no greater feeling, a holy feeling, than when you know if I confess my sin, rather than receiving judgment, I'm going to be shown mercy. Mm. Not one person here is ready to cast judgment. Every single person here that is born again, that is a lover of God, loves one another, and they are ready and willing and almost with bated breath waiting to extend mercy rather than judgment.
Come on.
Father shows giving His Son, giving Jesus, that sacrifice is His mercy.
Come on.
But let us obtain it now and not later.
Jesus, amen. Amen. Yeah, come on, Tim. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Can we get some guys to pray here quick? Jesus, thank you for the freedom that he has received. And right now we intercede, Lord. Yeah, let's get some guys to just intercede for him right now. Whom the Son sets free. Whom the Son sets free. Emmanuel.
God is with us.
Jesus, we pray and declare freedom over Tim right now in the name of Jesus. Freedom over Tim right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Keep praying, guys. You don't have to stop. Listen, we are encountering the God of Scripture right now. I want to have a teachable moment here, okay? There is nothing to be concerned about to desire encountering the God of Scripture. Okay? Confession time, like something I'm continually being freed from, man, just fear of man. Like I can't tell you how house church was really easy. And when the Lord started to do this, I had a lot of wrestling and fear because immediately opinions will rise up. And opinions of how this should look should rise up, and opinions of how the Lord should do X, Y, or Z will rise up. And you wonder what I just have to like constantly come back to, and what we all in this room needs to constantly come back to, is like, the Lord is moving today. Would you agree? That doesn't happen when we just put a formula on Him. That happens when you're prayerful and when you're asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want? And even when He doesn't give something until the 11th hour, you say, we will not go unless you go. And I will not just teach a sermon series because it will be a lot easier and people will like it and that's what the people want. We need to encounter the God of Scripture. And that doesn't mean a sermon series can't encounter, but unless the Lord is asking it of you, it doesn't matter. And the Lord moves today because we keep our ear attentive and we listen and we hear and we obey. And if we will die on any sword, we will die on that sword. We will actively desire to hear, to listen, and to obey. And that goes beyond these walls, that goes within these walls. That whatever we do, our lives should exemplify lives that are hungry for the voice of the Lord, hungry for His word, hungry to listen, hungry to obey. It's a lot easier to do it the other way. Okay? But it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Done it the other way. It's not worth it. Jesus. Whenever CJ's Bible's pages get flipping, I know something's stirring. Come on, bro. Whenever the Lord has, I do want to bring the kids in and actually worship with us through that song. Don't worry about it. I'm just saying that so that those that want to hang around, the Lord may go for here for a while, but that's how we'll end.
So I'm like a long term. I like to think not just what's happening here, but what happens when we leave this place. And so that's where my mind always is afterwards. You know, I'm always big on getting healed. I'm even more bigger on staying healed afterwards, being set free, but staying free and staying in that mindset. And I just want to just share two things with you real quick about what's going to happen after we leave this place, for the encouragement of those who have been set free and those who are being set free. And in 2 Corinthians 5, it talks about the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:16 says, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way. We do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. That we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. There's a couple things here. Is one, God, Christ didn't just die for your sins. He became sin for you. He became the curse, for cursed is he who hangs on the tree. He didn't just die your death. He became the very thing that separated us. And so what is happening here and what has happened to many of us is that we have been reconciled to Christ, and He has given us, one, the ministry of reconciliation, with two, the message of reconciliation. And so therefore, and I want to encourage you guys right now, In Isaiah 61, it says that those who have been healed, those who have been taken off the weight and put on the garment of praise, it says that we have become oaks of righteousness, the splendor of his glory. And it says that those people actually go and rebuild ancient the devastation, the things that have been, the cities that have been devastated. And so what's happening is that the very thing that you've been delivered from, get ready, because you're actually going to take that message, and that's going to be the message of deliverance in your life. To go out and to be the answer as Christ is reconciling through you, to be the answer for the very people of the things that you have been delivered from yourself. So if you've been delivered from lust, then God has given you the message of reconciliation through that as you go out, and you'll actually be able to set people free from the very things that you have been bound to your entire life. And so when you leave this place, guess what? You're called to a ministry. You're called to the ministry of reconciliation with the message of reconciliation for the world and those who are lost, not just outside of the church, but those who are lost in the church. Believers who've given their lives to Christ, and for some reason they have still been bound by these sins. And we have been given that ministry now of reconciliation. So I want to encourage you guys, this is not a time to slow down and say, oh man, I've been saved, I've been set free, that's fantastic. No, now God is commissioning you now. Is when you leave this building, he's commissioning you with the message and the ministry of reconciliation. Amen?
All right, let's worship. But real quick, this isn't a catchy slogan for a brand. Okay? These are tracks the Lord gave us, biblical tracks that he gave us over this place to run on. You want to know what we did today? We dwelled at his feet. Simply gave him worth, and fire was started in this place. Right? It's burning. And now when we leave, you know what we do during the week? We get up early in the morning, we sit at his feet, we dwell, we burn before him, and then we go wherever we're going. In our job, Target, wherever. And you start fires of the Holy Spirit in boldness because you've been given that ministry. And it can't be contained in here, right? Amen?